dig into the Word. So glory to God, the Holy Spirit is still on healing. A little while ago, I had done the first, I have a list of 101 healing scriptures in the Bible. And we had, at one point on a Wednesday night, went through the Old Testament healing scriptures, and tonight we're going to go through the New Testament. So let's get our Bibles ready, and we are going to go through these. We're going to discuss these. We're going to look at these. We're going to examine these. We're going to apply them to our life. Amen. So let's pray before we get started. Father God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, that you are always here. You meet us here. Thank you, Lord, for your word teaching us, showing us everything that belongs to us. And one of those things is healing. So, Lord, we dig into your word right now, and by faith, we will apply these things that we learn to our lives so that we can touch a lost and a hurting and a sick world, Father God. Because we know the healer. And Lord, I thank you, Jesus, that you meet us here like you always do. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory. All right, so we're just going to go through. Let's turn to Matthew 8:3. Let's start right there. Matthew 8:3. And we do have Mr. Steve in the back helping us tonight. Yes. So it's wonderful having some people back there on the computer helping us look up these scriptures. This was one of the main scriptures with the first couple of sermons that I did on healing. This one right here, Matthew 8:3. And Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, "I am willing, be cleansed." Immediately, his leprosy was cleansed. Hallelujah. So that's telling us Jesus is willing. Jesus is, his will is for us to be healed. So he is willing, be cleansed. And the word immediately, turn to somebody and say immediately. Immediately, we will see immediate healings more and more in our lives, in the people in Spirit Life Church, and the people that we pray for. Immediate healings, immediate healings. So hallelujah. So I am willing, be cleansed immediately. And this is Jesus talking, amen. So glory to God. Let's go down the same chapter. Let's go down to verse 17. Let's see what it's talking to us about with healing. All right, let's start at verse 16. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirit with a word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Amen. If Jesus bore them, we do not have to bear them. Amen. Glory to God. And this word all, and healed all who were sick. All who were sick. So glory to God. So when we have healing lines here at church, guess what? All are going to get healed. Everybody, every single time we pray, there is tremendous power available for the righteous man. And when we pray, we can see these same things that Jesus did for us, and we will see them in our life. Amen. Glory, glory. All right, let's go over to Matthew 9. So we're working ourselves through here. And there's two scriptures here. Let's first talk about Matthew 9:12. When Jesus heard that, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need for a physician." Let's actually back it up just a little bit. Let's go to verse 9 in this, please. Let's kind of put this in context and see what's happening here. It's so funny to me, after reading all of these scriptures and digging into the Word, the Bible, concerning healing, it just becomes more evident and just amazing when I meet somebody that doesn't believe in healing, that they are a Christian, but they don't believe in healing. I am truly amazed by that, because it's, wow. I mean, there's so much about healing in the Word of God that when someone just thinks that, oh, if it's God's will, you know, it is. It is God's will. Read your Bible because it's God's will and it's everywhere and it's for you. So, but yeah, it's good to get in here because it makes our faith stronger. So, amen. All right, so Matthew 9. Okay, so let's go 9:9. And Jesus passed on from there, and he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax office. And he said to him, follow me. So he arose and followed him. Now it happened as Jesus sat at the table in the house that, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? And Jesus heard that. And he said to them, those who are well have no need for a physician, but those who are sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Amen. And this in here, it took this for, oh yes, and then Exodus 15:26, we can read that real quick, and we're going to kind of put these together. Do we have that going yet? Exodus 15:26. There we go. And said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases on you for which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Amen. This also says, if you are sick, you need a physician. One translation says, I am the Lord your physician. So it's so nice that Jesus put this in here of, yes, the sick need a physician. Guess what? We know the great physician. We know the Lord. He's our physician. Amen. Glory to God. That's not going to stop you from going to see a natural doctor. We do need that. And God has blessed them with wisdom and understanding. And we can learn from them. But we will put God first in our life. And we will ask him for healing of our mortal body. Amen. Glory, glory. All right, let's go to Matthew 14. Matthew 14, let's see here. Matthew 14:14. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. Jesus was moved with compassion. Yeah, a great multitude of sick people. Wow. He was moved with compassion toward the sick. So that tells us where his heart is. His heart is compassion toward the sick. If our heart is not compassionate toward the sick, we need to be changing something. If we are like, oh, they're sick again, you know, with whoever that's in your life that's, you know, always sick, then we need to check ourselves. Are we being compassionate? Are we following the Lord Jesus in compassion for the sick? He moved with compassion. He was moved. That means he acted upon that compassion. And not only that, but it said, and when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude. He was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. So we are moved with compassion. What did he do? He went to go heal. He went to go pray over them and speak the word into their life so that word can be activated and create healing in them. That's where we need to be, the compassion. Amen. Glory to God. He's moved with compassion. So are we. Let's go to, okay, we're going backwards. Matthew 4:23. God is good. Hallelujah. Matthew 4:23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of diseases among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought to him all the sick people who were afflicted of various diseases and torments, and those who were demon possessed, epileptics and paralytics, and he healed them. Great multitudes followed him. So this is telling us that when people see an outward sign of healing, it causes them to go, wow, there's something real about this. This is real. There is, and know what? The world is looking for something real. And it should be so evident in us when we are at our jobs and we stop and we say, know what? Can I just pray with you real quick? Because I hear that cough and I know that that's probably hurting. And know what? We've been learning about healing and I'm standing on this scripture. And know what? I wanted to tell you this. And can I just pray with you for this? And it should be so evident to them. So powerful and evident that the healing power went into them and caused healing, that they would turn around and they would say, wow. And they would bring a friend. Hey, she just prayed for me and my cough is gone now. I haven't coughed for a whole day now. So can you pray for my friend here? I mean, that's what it would look like in our world. That's what it would look like now. So, and they followed Jesus. That means they became followers of Jesus. This is an outward sign for people to be healed, first of all, but also be looking toward Jesus and start a relationship and follow him as Lord. So hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. All manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Glory to God. Let's go to Matthew 9. This is just in one book, Matthew. We're not even into another book yet. Matthew 9. Matthew 9:29. And he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be to you. According to your faith. How about you look to a neighbor and say, according to your faith. So we have some part in this, right? We do have a part in this. That means we are reading the word. That means we are building our faith according to what is taught here in these words. And it's according to our faith. We're building our faith. So if we are believing God for some kind of healing in our body, we're building our faith. Amen? And according to our faith, we will be healed. Amen? Let's see what happens. According to your faith, let it be done to you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus sternly warned them, saying, see that no one knows it. It wasn't their time to be spreading everything. He knows he's going to be doing some other stuff, and he just wanted to kind of keep it quiet a little bit. And but they didn't do that. They told the whole countryside. Good news gets out, amen? So, all right, so according to your faith, be it unto you. Let's go over to Matthew 10. Okay, one chapter over, Matthew 10:1. All right, so not only according to our faith, but let's see here what Jesus says. And he had called his 12 disciples to him. He gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of diseases. And he goes through all the names that were there. But he gave them power. He gave them authority. Hallelujah. Do you know that this word right here is for us also? So if Jesus was here tonight, speaking to you tonight, just like he did with his 12 disciples, he would be saying, I give you this power. I give you this authority. And we still have it. Amen? We have it because we know the word and we speak it out. There is tremendous power available. Glory to God. He gave them power over all unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal all kinds of sickness. So when you hear somebody say, well, I have cancer. That's okay. God's bigger than that. That's not hard for God. That is not hard for God. The doctor said, oh, I need surgery. Okay. Oh, I'm going to live with this for the rest of my life. They are a human being. They are not God. And they are practicing medicine. We know the great physician, amen, and nothing is too big for him. And when we pray, we will see immediate healings in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Because he has given us authority. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew 12. Let's go over to Matthew 12. Matthew 12, okay. Matthew 12, 15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew from there, and a great multitude followed him, and he healed them all. Healed them all. Why do we keep on saying this, seeing this? Yeah, this word, all. Because he healed them all. So we need to know that all means all. And when we pray, we can see all of the sickness and disease healed. When we pray here at church, anytime we need to call upon this healing, we can, everybody, all, everything is healed in Jesus' name. All. Hallelujah. All right, let's see here. All right, Matthew 14. Matthew 14. Hallelujah. No, I'm going to tell you a little quick story. And Leslie, hopefully it's okay to tell this story, but Leslie and her mom. Her mom wasn't feeling very good again, and Leslie's been ministering to her about healing and just saying, you know, why, you know, don't say you're sick. And so, but she really, the next day, she wasn't feeling very good also, and she texted her mom that you were healed, right? Is that what you text her? Oh. In Jesus' name. Yes. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, it's good though. It's good. Yeah, and that's how, I mean, it should be like instantly. So yeah, she had, was it? Yeah, God can read our text, amen. But yeah, she had said that her glands were really swollen that day, and she knew her mom was going to give her a hard time because she was, you know, trying to minister to her mom. And when she had said that, hallelujah, instantly had went down. Literally, these went down, and she was totally healed. Hallelujah, glory to God, amen. And what a great testimony for her mom. So, glory to God. God is so good. All right, let's see here. So, Matthew 14, 36. Matthew 14, 36. All right, let's do 35 first. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent out into all that surrounding region and brought to him all who were sick. So the word's out, hey, he can heal all, so bring all the sick, and begged him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched it were made perfectly well. Hallelujah. That's the perfectly well. Hallelujah. That's a good word. Perfectly well. And that's why we have our prayer cloths that are probably behind this beautiful arrangement that Miss Darlene made that is absolutely gorgeous. But we have prayer cloths. That's the scripture that we can stand on concerning that. We get a prayer cloth. We put some anointing oil on it. We pray over it. And you know, put it next to you or in your pocket or in your pillowcase or whatever. It's just a tangible sign that sometimes when we see it, when we look at it, we know, oh, yes, I am healed. They prayed over this. I am healed. So according to that scripture, that's what they begged him, that they might only touch the hem of his garment. Amen. And as they touched it, they were made perfectly well. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And yes, ma'am. They were expecting. True. Yes. Yes. And they were expecting it. True. They were expecting to be healed. And they were probably saying it out of their mouth. Also, an outward sign of expectation. If I only touch the hem of his garment. So hallelujah. Yeah, according to their faith. And that's what exactly what they were believing for. If I touch his garment. Amen. Glory to God. So good. So, so good. Yes. Perfectly whole. The whole. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, nothing missing, nothing broken. So if there was leprosy, fingers were replaced. Ears came back. You know, if there is somebody that was born with no eyes, having eyes. I mean, that's what perfectly whole is, right? So we can only imagine what that would really look like. Glory to God. Amen. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. We are getting excited about healing. Amen. Amen. All right. Let's go over to, let's go to Mark. Are we in Mark now? Yes. Okay. Mark 7. Mark 7:37. Ooh, I love this one. Mark 7:37. We got that up there. Okay. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We need to write that down, because we actually, when we pray in different things, we go over to this area where we have a community of deaf in our church. But know what? They will hear, and we will see. We will, and it won't be so astonishing to us because we see it happening right now in Jesus' name. But their friends and their family will be astonished when they give a phone call and they can hear their friends and family perfectly well. Amen. They were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that we stand on this word that is inside your holy Bible, that we learn from, that we stand upon. And I thank you, Jesus, that right now we will see the miraculous in this place. I thank you, Jesus, that you do all things well, glory to God. And there will be deaf to hear in this place, and there will be mute to speak in this place. And we call it forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Glory. Let's go to Mark 9. Mark 9:23. And I love, yeah, this is such another good one. And Jesus said to him, "If you can only believe, all things are possible to him who believes." Now, reading that, just that verse, if you wouldn't know really what was happening in this, when Jesus said this to this man just lost his daughter. He just got word that his daughter had passed away. Would we be saying those same words if we met a friend and they just heard their son or daughter just passed away? I hope that there would be something rising up on the inside of us and saying, "You know what? Only believe. All things are possible for him who believes." And by the unction of the Holy Spirit, we would know that we could pray, hallelujah, on the mighty name of Jesus. And we can pray over the dead to rise again. Hallelujah. That's the kind of power that Jesus had talked about that we just read in these scriptures. This is the power that he talks about, that he gave his disciples, and he has given us authority and power to heal all kinds of sickness and disease. Amen. Hallelujah. And Jesus said to him, if you can only believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. And Jesus saw. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. All right. Okay, let's go over. Let's go over Mark 16. Mark 16:18. Well, let's start at 17. Mark 16:17. And these signs will follow those who believe. They will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. This doesn't say if the circumstances are right, or if you're prayed up, and if you read your scriptures this morning, then this might happen. Or if they didn't maybe do this to themselves, and whatever, you know, the world tries to think up to try to negate this verse. But these signs will follow those who believe. It's already on us. It's on us because we follow Jesus. He's the Lord, amen? These signs will follow those who believe. We're believers in this place, glory to God. In my name, in the name of Jesus, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues, hallelujah. They will take up serpents. That doesn't mean we're just going to do it for fun or practice this. No, 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 no. This is if there is a snake that somehow you need to get out of the way, or somehow it jumped on you, or you need to, then that's when we take care of that. Hallelujah. And we have authority over that. If they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt us. Amen. They will lay hands. We will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Glory to God. They will recover. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Let's go over here. Where are we at? 16? Okay. Let's go to Luke 4. Okay. You know what I just realized? When I was reading that one verse with the man that had the knowledge that his daughter just passed away, I swapped it with another. So I just saw that. I am so sorry about that. Glory to God. And yes, that was the one that his child was throwing themselves in the fire. So, but yeah, it means the same thing. That is a child, and only believe. Only believe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He helps us. Amen. Let's go to Luke 4:18. I love this one. Glory to God. I keep on saying I love this one because all of these are so good. Luke 4:18. Let's see if this is. All right. This is Jesus. All right. Let's go up to 4:16 first. So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Hallelujah. He proclaimed that from that place. Amen. And let's just break this down a little bit. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Hallelujah. We need to be saying that. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. He has anointed us. That needs to become something that we say every day. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me. Because we need to have that so real in our life. And then these are the things that should be going forth from us also. To preach the gospel to the poor. That means we don't have to be poor anymore. Hallelujah. That is, and it's interesting because if we look through some of these other ones, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. But what is the solution for the poor? It is the gospel. It is this word. This is the solution for the poor. I mean, if we really have a realization of that, hallelujah. I've been studying a scripture that is the scripture is profitable in all things. And I'm studying that out right now because right now I'm kind of getting my taxes all figured out and different things, and I'm looking to see if I had a profit in business. But man, that scripture had stood out and said, the scripture is profitable in all things. I'm like, wow. So this scripture creates a profit in all things. Creates a surplus in our life. I'm like, that's good, Lord. That's good. Hallelujah. So, all right, to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Sometimes those things that are on the inside are more sick, more devastated, more hurt than things on the outside. Things on the outside, we feel like we can heal better because maybe we know how to heal that. But Jesus was sent to heal the brokenhearted, the things on the inside also. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You are the answer for the brokenhearted. To proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind. Hallelujah. To set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, we are going to go over. What kind of time? We're right at almost 8 o'clock, so let's go here. We're actually not through all of these, so let's see here. All right, let's go to John 1:4. John 1:4. John 1:4, in him was life, and the light was the light of men. I have over here, in me is life. In Jesus, there is life. Amen? Life. Let's go over to John 6:33. We're going to see another one about life. All right. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Amen. The bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. I am the bread of life. I give you life. Hallelujah. That's Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. All right, let's go to John 6:63 since it's so close. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The word that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. Hallelujah. This word is life to our mortal body. Glory, glory to God. Honey, did you want to say something?
Going over faith and everything, I was going to talk about Brother Hagin real fast. Starla, I need to see you afterwards, please. I've been looking for you for a while. I need to tell you something right after church. I just saw you and remembered. But Brother Hagin, I don't know if any of y'all know Brother Hagin, but when he was younger, he got an incurable blood disease. The doctor said, even if you didn't have this blood disease, he said everything in your chest is wide open. He said the stuff that should be shut's not shut, and everything's just open, and that alone will kill you. And so he ended up getting sick, and then a minister told him, healing's done away with, right, as a little kid. And then the Holy Ghost just prompted him and told him to read about the woman with the issue of blood, because in there it says that her faith made her whole. And so then God said, well, you ain't never heard of anybody say that faith's been done away with, have you? He said, well, no, I haven't. He said, well, there you go. So you can be healed. And so he started reading the word. And then finally, God told him, he said, you know, I think he said it was around 10 o'clock. He said, you know, well, people should be up around 10 o'clock. And he was paralyzed. Brother Hagin's paralyzed in his bed. And the Holy Ghost told him, you know, well, people should be up around 10 o'clock. And so he said, so what did I do? He said, I needed to act my faith. He said, so I worked for a while, he said, but I finally got my legs and my body off the bed. And he said, I finally kind of was able to pull myself up by the bedpost, he said, but by the time I was standing straight up, he said, it was like a warm cup of honey just fell on the top of my head through my body. He said, I'd have cried if it wouldn't have felt so good. He said, because whenever you have feeling or don't have feeling, then all of a sudden you get feeling. He said, it was amazing. He'd have cried if it didn't feel so good, because he was bedfast for almost a year. Almost a year. He said, even as a kid, he'd try to play hide and go seek. He'd make it one time. He said if he got too excited or did something, he'd pass out because everything was messed up in his heart, his chest. Everything was just messed up. He said that one time he got to playing real hard with his brothers or something, passed out for a week. Everybody thought he was dead. Yeah, and then he ended up bedfast. But then he's healed, right? And so the principal comes up to him because all the teachers are afraid that he's going to die any second. Excuse me. And they even tell the principal this. And so he called Brother Hagin in there. He said, look, everybody's worried about you. You know, he weighed 89 pounds, first off. He's a junior in high school. Because he is bedfast, right? So he only weighed 89 pounds. And he said, all the teachers thought that I was going to die. And the principal said, look, everybody thinks you're going to die on their hands, and nobody wants that. He said, are you sure you want to do this? He says, yeah, I have to do this. I need to be moving. I need to act my faith, right? He said, well, you're a miracle. You know, there ain't no doubt about that. So, well, you can go to class, but if you get tired, look, if you ever get tired, you can just skip a class and stay in homeroom, or you can just go sit down somewhere whenever you get tired. You don't have to always make it to every class if you don't need to. Brother Hagin said, all right. And he said, you know, every class is either upstairs or downstairs, so he's climbing the stairs all day. And he said a couple times, you know, he said, Satan will always make sure that somebody asks you how you're doing, right? And so he said that the teachers, well, he said he ended up, after that, for a little bit, everybody started asking, are you okay? Are you sure you're all right? He said, and then I got to thinking, you know, I kind of am tired. And then he'd stay in the classroom and just rest for a little bit. And so that went on for a few weeks. And then he said, all of a sudden, I started staying in bed more than I was out of bed again. And then the Holy Ghost just kind of prompted him back to the scripture. Well, you need to act your faith. What are you saying? How are you acting? You're acting like you're sick again. And so he said, all right. So he got up and started going back to school. And then he is walking down the road. And he said people was all the time asking him if, hey, you need a ride home? And so he is actually getting rides home right before he got back into the bed, right? So he got out. He's going back and forth to school. And then one day he saw his friend's mom. And she's like, man, are you sure you're all right? You look bad. You should probably get some water. Hang on a second. Let me call. I forget his name. It was his friend. Let me call him. Let him give you a ride home. Brother Hagin said, no, I'm healed. And just took off walking. He said, and from that moment on, sickness never came back on him. But what was amazing to me is that even after all that time, you know, somebody will ask you, well, how, you know, you don't look good. You look bad. And then if you start going, I kind of don't feel good, you know. And then you start kind of going with that. Well, Satan will oblige you with whatever you say. And so he'll just try to start filling you with sickness. And then if you just want to, well, I don't feel good today. I think I'm just going to lay down for a little bit. And then if you stay in bed, then the next thing you know, it'll be 2 days later, you're still in bed. But if you just go ahead and act your faith, act like you're healed like God said you was. But see, it's not just in that. It's in every area of our life. If we just keep acting like we're broke all the time, we're sad all the time, depressed all the time, well, how do you think we're going to look like? Amen. Say amen to that. It's all true. Amen. So make sure we're just acting our faith, right? Everybody's got to do it. We got to do it just like y'all got to do it. Just got to act your faith. If God said it, we can have it and we can do it. That's all it boils down to. Amen.
All right, hallelujah. We brought it back down. Okay, so hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, Jesus, that right now we act on it, Father God. We act on those things, and we shut the door to Satan and his deceiving words. We rebuke that in the name of Jesus, and we will listen to the words of Jesus Christ that took our sickness. The stripes that were on his back were for us, and we apply it to our life right now. And I thank you, Jesus, that as we get into this word, it's going to build and build on the inside of us, and it will be mightily evident in our life and when we pray for others in the name and in this church in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that as we go out and as we see some different things that we're believing God that need to be healed, I thank you, Lord, that we pray for those things. And I thank you that we will move and do things that like we've never done before in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You are dismissed. We will see you on Sunday for our Christmas Sunday.